When we enter herein with all humility and a deeper need of understanding, we allow the Almighty Mothers to enter into this circle by the entrance of an eternal happiness, of a divine prosperity, of a perfect joy, of an abundant charity, and of an eternal salutation. Let all the demons fly from this space, especially those who are opposed unto this work. We allow the fierce openers of the way sent by the Divine Ones to assist and protect this circle, denying entry to discord and strife. Magnify and extend our capacity for revelation, O Mighty Mothers, as we walk in truth and righteousness in your most sacred names, and bless our conversation and our assembly. Sanctify, O Mothers, our humble entry herein. You, the blessed and holy ones of eternal ages. The summer solstice. There's many write-ups and videos you can get on how to use the energy of the summer solstice. But what keeps coming up for me repeatedly, and perhaps you as well, are repeating numbers. When you look these numbers up, you're given the meaning via angel numbers, and I find that the meanings aren't very useful. They have meanings such as the angels are watching you. The angels say keep on going. And it's really quite useless, yet the numbers keep reoccurring. So what we have to do is continue to dig to get to how we as a melanation should use these repeating numbers. And one way is through activating these numbers, which is not difficult. Simply, when you see the repeating numbers, you yourself repeat the numbers in your head or aloud at least 45 times as instructed by the Agesta codes. And you can also look up the repeating numbers in the Agesta codes, which are channeled codes, and you can look more into those codes and who that person is that channeled the codes. And the best way to know if the codes work is for you to test them. But if you are given repeating numbers, then perhaps it is urging you to use these as a key to unlock something for you. Toes can be used for all types of things, healings, manifestation, so on. But if a code is repeating for you, try repeating it to see what happens. Simply getting a message from, quote, your angels is not enough. We need to be more proactive. So for instance, if I see the numbers 444 repeatedly, I would say I'm now activating the number 444 in my life, any way you want to phrase it, and then repeat the number 444 45 times. You can use your fingers to keep track. Each of your fingers has three sections, and you just repeat the number three times for each section. And when you use all five digits, you will have 45. Count and see. Three sections, repeating the code three times on each of the five digits will give you 45. And that's a handy counter when you don't have a method of counting such as beads or you lose track easily. So think about using numbers in a different way other than just looking up their meanings. Try activating them in your life, using them in your life. And this is just one method I'm suggesting here of repeating them. There's no set amount of times I'm suggesting you do that. Go within and see if you need to do this several times a day for a certain amount of days, or just do it. It's the complexity, it's the perceived complexity that keeps many of us from starting things. We think we have to have some type of set ritual, but we don't. Just do it. Especially when you see the number, just start repeating it at least 45 times. I doubt if it hurts if you do it more. Pay attention to the repeating numbers. Keep a number journal. Numbers are codes that are all around us and is within everything we do. You cannot pass your day without numbers. So it makes sense we could use numerical codes to activate things within our lives, to get things done for manifestation. Lastly, I suggest exploring the codes for other things than getting money. There's nothing wrong with money, but try to understand what true wealth is and seek other powers that you have, which, by the way, may automatically manifest the money, the resources you need. But we have to stray away from the capitalistic mindset that put money in the forefront of everything. If everybody is trying to get money, what about those other avenues, those other doorways that nobody is trying to enter? What about those powers? What about those gifts? Consider this and consider activating the numbers in your life, and also use numerology to discover your favorite number, which you can activate as well. So on this summer solstice, activate the numerical codes that appear for you, along with getting out in nature and enjoying your life as it is now. With this message, we are whole and numerically complete.